This episode of TMS is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio at tweakedaudio.com. Go get a fantastic deal on audio earbuds and accessories, that is to say 33% off, in fact, by using the code MORNING at checkout. That's tweakedaudio.com and the checkout code MORNING. Coming up on TMS, Brian, this is the wrong one. Shit. Coming up on TMS, what a dumb day yesterday was.
Where the pho do I get some good pho?
There you go. How high is Daryl's castle?
Let us go down to New Hampshire.
Kanye says Bill didn't do it.
Fox has things to say about Beyonce.
Florida man strikes again with an alligator.
Yay, recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I assume you're making those cartoon noises to attract my attention.
Flaky fish from Alaska?
As Shakespeare said, shit happens. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream, for Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. You might be asking yourself, what happened to Tuesday? Well, let me tell you. Tuesday was a real poop show, Brian.
Just right into it, huh? Right into the business at hand.
Well, I may as well explain, you know, I don't like to miss shows for dumb reasons. Once in a while, there's a thing like Brian's deathly ill, or I've got to go to a thing, or there's a funeral, or whatever, you know, some major moment in our lives where a show is missed and it's okay, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that makes sense that we missed it because of that thing. Like, when I go to Mexico, there ain't going to be no TMS for 4 days or whatever it is. So it's like that, you know, you have these moments where you have to go do your thing. Well, you'd think yesterday might be one of those. I'm here to tell you, fine people listening to the show, it wasn't one of those at all. Not at all. So I just want to tell the brief tale of how this has all gone for me.
Sure.
Now, before I say this, people already know this of me, and I've been criticized of it before, but I am a huge Apple fanboy. So are you.
You're in Apple's pocket. You're in their eye pocket.
We like their products. We've bought them for years. Very specifically, I'm a big, huge OS X and Mac fan. I always have been, and I love them, and I prefer them for various things that I do outside of gaming. Gaming, they suck at, but they've always sucked at that. Well, I shouldn't say they've always sucked at it. The early Macs had, you know, they were on par with what PCs were doing.
Sure, of course.
Times have changed. Anyway, I for the longest time, ran with a 2007 model Mac Pro, and that powered most of the first 10 years of my podcasting life, and or a huge portion of it. And that thing still runs, still a solid machine, but it was time to upgrade. And one thing I've always liked about Apple stuff is that it takes forever for you to need to go actually get an upgrade. They last forever. I've never had to go in and have anything fixed, not even once. The only thing I ever had to do one time was I had an iPod back when they were the new iPods that looked like iPhones.
Right, the little thin jobbers.
Yeah, the iPod, what are they called? iPod. The freaking...
Touch.
Touch, thank you.
iPod Touch.
Touche. Or as people called them, iTouch, which I hated. I hated that. And I had one come in with the screen was one of those deals where it hadn't warmed enough so that the whatever adhesive there was on the edges of the screen, this is like first generation of that thing, it looked a little yellow on the edges, and it bugged me. So I called them that night after I got it, and they said, oh, no worries, we'll send you a brand new one overnight. Boom, got it. So the only experience I've had to do was a perfectly wonderful one. Yeah,
they were like, positive one. Sure.
Let me take care of you. So a year ago this month, or March, I guess it was, I purchased a brand new Mac Pro, the little trash can looking one, the black one, the new cylinder one.
Right. The black tube.
Yes, and it was a big business expense. It was all in favor. It was all in service of the frog pants world. That's what I got it for.
Doing video stuff, doing all the new stuff that you're...
all the things I'm doing, including streaming this right now to you fine people at home who are watching this live and recording it later for the podcast. Plus all my art, plus everything else. It's all on him to get the job done, right? There it is, doing its thing. Now, almost immediately, as you know, and from on occasion during the show, I would have weird lockups. Lockups that involved us still being able to hear each other and talk, but my video would be completely locked and couldn't figure it out. I'd reboot. Usually things are fine. Usually didn't happen multiple times a show, but it was happening like sometimes two, sometimes three times a day. Mm-hmm. Very annoying. Couldn't figure it out. Called Apple. They're like, yeah, we don't know what that is. Blah, blah, blah. Then I started following some threads online that said, yeah, we're having that problem too. It's these video cards AMD makes. It's got to be those because it's the only commonality between all the people who are having this issue.
Right. Come almost like a recall, but not quite, not an official.
Yeah.
Recall. Now, like, yeah, this seems to be a problem.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Now, most people would just constantly be taking it into the Genius Bar and saying, look, guys, I need this to get figured out. And they would look at it. Maybe they'd replace a part. Maybe they wouldn't. Or maybe they'd replace the whole machine. They could go through all that rigmarole. But I was of the mind of, I have such a crazy schedule that I can't have the downtime.
Right.
So I'm just going to live with these lockups until it becomes more clear what's causing them, whether they do a recall or something happens. But I'm just going to let it slide. As new OS versions would come out, things would improve. Like, weirdly, El Capitan almost solved it. I still had the occasional, as you know, occasionally would it have a problem. But for the most part, it kind of made it probably 80% better.
Okay.
For whatever reason, just more stable with it or whatever.
Right.
And mind you, this isn't a problem anyone on notebooks or iMacs or any other version of the Mac are having. Just the Pro, just those video cards, and specifically that level of video card that I got when I bought the thing. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, so this isn't too boring and technical for people listening. I've been following it along, kind of keep my eye on it, knowing that I don't have time to go dink with it, but it's good enough for now, blah, blah, blah. Because otherwise, I freaking love this thing. Purrs like a kitten, does everything faster than anything I own. Just awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I get this email that says, a thread you're watching on the Mac or on the Mac Rumors forum has been updated or something. And I'm like, oh, well, let's just see what's going on with that. I click it and it says, Apple has announced a free replacement of video cards sold between whatever, whatever 2015 and whatever, whatever 2015, which is exactly when I bought it. And it says, to address these issues, and they should describe my problem. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
I waited. It took almost a year, but they found it. And apparently it's very elusive. Like, people would take their machines in and Apple would run like 4 days of tests and never be able to reproduce the problem. And then they'd take it home and it would immediately do it again. So it's very hard to find. And I knew that. I couldn't reproduce it. So, long and the short of it, I thought, now's my chance. I make an appointment on Monday. Mm-hmm. The shows are all done. I have made a full backup of my business because I'm not an idiot. I know to back things up. I go in there and I talk to a guy named Johnny. And Johnny says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to run it through full diagnostics. I think you're totally qualified for this, but we just want to make sure the dates look right and the card model looks right. But we just need to run this through this because we have a test now that'll tell us. And that usually takes, you know, just a few hours. So we'll either call you tonight or tomorrow morning. This would have been yesterday. Sure. And I'll let you know. I said, oh, okay, so you'll call me tonight or tomorrow morning. Yes. I said, are you going to be doing anything with the data or anything? He says, no, we shouldn't need to. For this kind of hardware test, we don't need to wipe your drive. I said, oh, so you're not going to wipe my drive? Nope. No, we won't wipe your drive. Are you backed up? I said, oh, yeah. And he says, oh, that's good because it's always good to do that. But this is a case where you shouldn't have to worry about it. This is the conversation I'm having with the guy. He doesn't call Siri just answered.
He just turned Siri and said, I'm sorry, did you need something? Did you say my name?
Oh my gosh, I just recorded. Are you going to do anything with the date or anything that says we shouldn't need to do this for kind of hard because we need to, no need to associate? Oh, geez. It tried to dictate all that.
The entire thing. Wow.
Anyway, thanks, phone. So, so I'm having this conversation with this guy and it's all going fine. He was right on time. I was right on time. Nick's sitting next to me. You know, we're seeing how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. He's telling me what to expect. He puts this beautiful like condom device over the top of this cylinder machine. It was really nice.
Unrolls it from the top or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. And it was black and kind of Kevlar looking. It was clear they really wanted to take care of it, you know. And I like Magnum. These touches. I'm like, yeah, sure. That's right. Take it as a Magnum. And so anyway, I left it with all of this in mind, and I got home. No call. No call. No call. No call. No call. So I thought, all right, I'll give him till morning because it did sound like maybe morning, you know, would be the possibility. Mm-hmm. Still no call, still no call. And then I told you, I don't think the show's going to happen because I don't have anything to record on. Right. I'm like, screwed. Right. So that happened and we had to cancel the show. In the meantime, I'm trying to get on the phone with those guys. And I talked to them yesterday and they said, yeah, it's still running through diagnostics. I'm like, oh, well, he told me he'd call last night. Who did? Johnny. Oh, well, I don't know why he told you that.
Johnny doesn't work here.
Yeah, who's Johnny?
Johnny is just some guy wanders in with an Apple shirt.
Dave's not here, man. It's like that. So I said, oh, all right, well, I guess that's fine. I don't know why he told me to call me. But anyway, that's fine, I guess. Can you tell me where we're at with it? She says, and she seemed very cognizant of that I needed it. There were notes about me and, you know, this is my whole business and I can't really do anything. I'm kind of screwed without it. And mm-hmm. it's not like I can have a redundant setup that I, you know, that's not affordable. That's ridiculous. So she says, yeah, it looks like we're going to be able to make sure we'll absolutely have an answer back to you today. I said, okay, great. I wait. Phone rings. Great. Hear from Johnny again.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm like, oh, Johnny, you do exist. You do. You are a guy that's there. And Johnny says,
Johnny is alive.
He says, I've got good news for you. I said, oh, I'm thinking maybe they swapped it out already or something.
Right.
He goes, you do qualify. Absolutely. We had kernel panics on this new test, and that is absolutely a sign that you've got the wrong card. So we are going to overnight new cards in. I'm like, well, shit. So that means another day, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And he says, yeah, but then also, you know, it sometimes can take, depending on our repair queue, it could take a day or 2 days sometimes to squeeze that in. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to think of my schedule. What do I have to do this weekend? What work do I have to get done? What shows do I have to record? Like, it's kind of overwhelming me while I'm talking to him. And he says, well, we could do this. You could just come pick it up. And then when we get the card, we'll call you, and then we'll just figure out when's the best time for you to come in. Maybe you'll leave it over the weekend, or maybe, you know, like we can work with you. I said, okay,
great. At
least
that way you've got it back so that you can.
And he says, we didn't change anything else. You should be able to just plug and go. I said, oh, okay, great. Thinking again, remembering my conversation where Johnny said, we won't wipe your hard drive. All right. Mm-hmm. I go over to the mall where the store is. I get the thing. We ask if we can take the condom with us. They said yes. Okay. So the condom's still on the unit, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
Uh-huh. We walk that out, put it in the car, bring it home, plug it in. Logo comes up, and then a big circle with a line through it. Mm. And I went, what the hell does that mean? And then a little flashing world icon. That makes no sense to me. I look it up on my phone, and it says, oh, if you're getting a flashing world icon, it means there's no operating system found. The drives need to be initialized and installed. I'm like, wait, they erased my data? And they did. They erased all my data. I don't know if they had to do that for the test. This Johnny guy just didn't know. I don't know, but nobody told me. It's a good thing I freaking had a backup. But I wasn't planning on like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour restore.
Right, yeah.
So here's what I did while I restored. And everything's fine now. It's all up. Everything's fine. There's nothing lost. But I did a full restore. And while I did that and kept an eye on it, I played Overwatch for most of the afternoon. Because I couldn't do much else. Because
the beta's back on.
It's back on. Back open. And I wanted to say, so to finish the sad tale, and again, look, this doesn't, everyone's going to have their issues sometime with somebody. And it's not that big of a deal. I have a very, like, if this was anybody's just normal computer, you go in, you leave it, they fix it, you get it back. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But because my time constraints are so weird, it's just weird. And they're always nice, and they always take care of you in the end. You always get what you need, okay? I know I'll get what I need. I'm just irritated they erased my hard drives. Because they just said they weren't going to, Johnny. Johnny, right. What are you doing, Johnny?
It probably wasn't Johnny. It was probably somebody else. And you don't, I mean, do you know for sure that they didn't just, like, accidentally delete, well, not accidentally, but, like, in their diagnostics, deleted a file in the system that made it unrecognizable? And
no, because when I booted up into admin mode or whatever it is,
just
command R thing, it said the 500 gig main drive, so there's two drives in there, and everyone that's 500 gigabyte SSD drive, it pops up and says unformatted 500 gig available. Like, well, that means it's empty. Shit. Do you want to restore? I said yes, and for a split second it says no backup drives found, and I just about pooped my pants. And then it said, oh, no, here it is. So it all worked out. Oh, it's fine. God. It's fine. Yeah. It's just frustrating because I just, for, you know, I don't know, 15 whatever years it is that I've used Macs for the work I do, I've never, ever once had to deal with any kind of repair or problem, ever. Right. So to have to deal with this is just making me into a big baby. And look, there are people who got diagnosed with cancer yesterday.
Right.
So yes. I need to Far quit. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it in perspective. I'm trying to not make that big a deal about it. And they're going to take care of me and everything's fine. Well, speaking of which, did you hear Ken Watanabe? He was in the Batman
sector. Yeah,
Batman right. Begins and the Inception there.
Yeah, yeah,
he got diagnosed with stomach cancer yesterday.
Oh, geez.
I know. Already announced it. That makes me so sad.
Yeah, me too.
That's I love sad. That guy.
He was in Inception. Like he was the guy at the beginning of Inception that DiCaprio's working for.
He was there. Well, yeah, and he was really old.
Well, he actually works. He's through the whole movie, but you're introduced to him.
Yeah. And you never know. I guess you still don't know what level he was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know if he was in the real world because the top never stopped spinning.
Right.
Oh, that movie. Let's see that movie again. What do you think?
Sure.
Of that?
I'm fine with that. All Maybe right. I'm watching it now and I don't even know it.
Boom. I have, oh, bro. All right. I have one minor note that is, okay. is a bright spot on my visit to this mall. It's a mall I used to go to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there my whole life. I love it. There was arcades there when I was a kid. I used to love going there.
I thought that said mail in the show notes. That did not make sense. Okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah, it's mall. So I got the best. And that's funny if it was mail. Because the line is best Vietnam food or Vietnamese food I ever had. I had in the mall yesterday. But if it said I ever had in the mail yesterday, that would have been amazing. But no, there's this.
It does, hey, to be clear, though, it does say yesterday.
Yes. Oh, it does say yesterday.
Yesterday. I swear you've got a freebie.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so farced away. Anyway, there's a place, and I don't remember the name. Actually, Carter, what was the name of that Vietnam place we ate in the mall? Like a one-word thing, like dingus.
What was the name of that China place we ate?
What was that? Had all those people in there that looked the same to me.
What was the name of that Mexico place we ate food at the other day?
Well, anyway, it was really good. And I'm shocked I'm saying this, but it's maybe the best pho I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And best, I can't remember the name of the sandwich, some kind of weird beef thing that they make. Some of the best food I've ever had. And it was in the mall, in the food court. Like you go
really?
Through a line.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wedged between a China King or whatever it is and like a Sbarro pizza. And there it is in this middle. And it was insanely good. So I don't know the name of it. If anyone else goes to Flash and Place Mall here in Salt Lake.
It's called Flying Pho.
Maybe. Or
who gives a Flying Pho?
The Pho King. finally, one minor note. The gamers have been screaming. This is different than everything else we have going with forums and Slack and everything else.
Slack, right.
Mm-hmm. But everybody's been screaming to high heavens that we have a Frog Pants Discord channel. So now we do. This is a place where you can voice chat and text chat with people in games while they're in the games. It's meant to sort of replace Ventrilo and and TeamSpeak
Mumble.
And Skype even and those sorts of things. And anybody with this link can just get in. So you don't have to get special access or anything like that. You just go hop in and it's over at frogpants.com/discord, DISCORD. Frogpants.com/discord. It'll take you straight to it. And
I guess we'll be trying this for the FERT raid.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know it's been around for a while. I don't know. I should probably check with the guild people that powers the bee to see if they're doing something more officially with us. I don't know, but I just thought, you know, let's just get something going, and it's there, and people can stop asking me now.
Right.
And hopefully they'll use it. I'll use it. I'm going to try it out with Heroes matches with fans and things like that.
Nice.
So
Overwatch matches.
Overwatch. It's so good. Hey, I got all excited for you because a bunch of friends who didn't have the beta suddenly did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, maybe Brian with his one weekend deal got it. But you're saying.
Maybe. Well, I haven't gotten an email, but.
Have you checked the launcher?
I haven't checked the launcher. I'm checking the launcher right now.
Check the launcher. Because if you're in, dude, that'd be great. I played with Civ last night and Gorath and John and.
Yeah, he mentioned Dills that.
Did he?
Yeah. Did mention that
we had a really, really good time in there.
That's how long it's been since I've launched it on the PC. I'm always playing on the Mac.
Yeah, well,
WoW on the Mac, but Overwatch, PC only for
PC
right now.
PC only, baby. Well, that and consoles. It's great though. Oh, yeah. It's so good. I can't say enough about that game. I mean, I could say more, but I won't. It's great. That's all I'll say. You will not be wasting your time if you play that game.
Cool.
All right. Let's call Daryl. It's Daryl time. Stump of Daryl time. Which begins with a little bit of theme music. And that sounds like this. Where is it? Here it is.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Oh, look what we got here. It's Stump Daryl time. It's time to Stump Daryl, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by, me not having that in front of me, the Brent Law Group. It's a family-owned law firm based in Detroit, Michigan. Tax time is around the corner. Having your taxes prepared by the Brent Law Group is so easy, you don't even need to leave your house. The Brent Law Group offers tax preparation for businesses and individuals. Go to BrentLawGroup.com or Facebook.com/TheBrentLawGroup and speak with an experienced attorney today.
Today!
Today.
Daryl, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Did you miss us yesterday?
Yes, of course.
I missed you too. I had a question for
you,
actually.
Most of all, Scarecrow.
I can't believe I have a question that's Star Trek related since we're not really doing Star Trek trivia anymore, but I have this question for you. It was announced yesterday that Brian Fuller would be involved in the Star Trek series. That seems significant to me. Does it to you?
Yes. From what I know, it sounds like it's the best choice.
So... and Brian Fuller, for those who don't know, he's a screenwriter, television producer. He's worked, I'm trying to look at some of his previous stuff that everybody would know.
He did Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies, yeah. Great. Pushing Daisies, Hannibal, Wonderfalls, yeah, Dead Like Me, great list.
Mm-hmm.
And put that guy in front of Star Trek, that makes me really excited.
He's adding Christian Chenoweth as a bridge officer.
Oh, perfect. She can sing and say, I'm in love with the pie maker.
He's also worked on some little shows called Deep Space Nine and Voyager too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He wrote episodes.
Do you know which ones? Oh. Are they ones we like?
I don't remember. A bunch of them though.
Here's where Non and Jake Sisko got in trouble. All right, Daryl, it's good to have you back. Thank you for your patience while we were out yesterday. And are you feeling ready for today's question?
Of course not.
It's in an area you're familiar with, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna like this. Here it is.
Whoa, wait.
Brian's reminding me. Yeah, and you know what? I copied that number in the wrong place. Hold on, I'm gonna pull this over. Brian is right. We're doing this different today.
So this is the new added bonus part of this that I think people are going to really enjoy.
I agree. 801-895-4724. You're going to call in. You're going to be a part of how today's question works.
That's right. There
may be prizes if you do. 801-895-4724. Whoever calls in first gets added automatically, and boom, you're in. Now, you may be a little nervous and trepidatious thinking, well, Scott, what the
Don't
hell
be
is
nervous.
This?
Yeah. Your job will be easier than Daryl's.
Let's put it that way. So yes. Call now. 801-895-4724. 24, or as my soundboard would tell you, whoops. Oh, I don't have call now. Oh, yeah.
Call now.
So that's what it would tell you. So get in there and make it happen. All right. All right, Daryl, I will tell you this ahead of time. It's based on The Man in the High Castle TV show.
Ah, okay.
Which you recently consumed and liked quite a bit, is my recollection.
Yep. Study up.
Yeah, study up. All right. Who's on the line with us? Who's this?
Hi, this is Jason, Free Rangers in the Tadpole.
Well, hello, Jason. It's nice to have you here, man. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, excellent. Are you prepared to be a part of this weirdness this morning?
I am, yeah.
I'm going to let Brian explain the rules. Brian, how does it work?
So, Jason, you are going to be playing a game called Will We Stump Daryl? So your job is going to be to predict. After you hear the question, we're going to ask you whether or not you think Daryl will get it right or wrong. So it's a 50-50 chance. It may even be better, depending on how confident you feel in Daryl's abilities. And if you correctly predict if we stump Daryl or if we don't stump Daryl, if Daryl gets it right or wrong, you will win today's prize, an Andrew Allen song. We're going to say it's from the Live from the Cantina, the brand new Star Wars jazz cover album.
Ooh, a free track, eh? Is that what you're saying?
Free track.
All right. Okay. I like this idea. We'll as we do these down the road, we'll mix this up and have, you know, a free print one day and a free little 3D printed thing from Brian.
Digital
another
avatar
day
or something like that.
Digital stuff, whatever. We're going to come up with some cool ideas. So
exactly.
All right. Everyone sit tight. Daryl, here's your question. We'll get the prediction about whether you'll get it right or not in a second. In the Man in the High Castle episode, The Illustrated Woman, all right, the Marshal arrives. This should cue you in on what episode this is.
Mm-hmm.
The Marshal, one of the greatest villains in the history of modern TV.
Oh, for sure.
The Marshal arrives to investigate the death of some dude. Who plays the Marshal in the series? And it's one of these four actors, all right? Is it A, Oh no, I guess I've got to hear a few things.
Yeah. No. He can hear the four choices and then he has to do his prediction.
All right, Brian is the lorder of the rules here. I have no idea.
I can't lead on now whether I'm terrified of this or if I absolutely know.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you have to hold that to
you. You have to keep that close to your vest.
Yeah, your vest, your chest, your gorilla vest made of real gorilla chest. Number A, or letter A. Alan Havey. Okay, that's H-A-V-E-Y, Daryl, just in case that helps. Alan Havey. B, Rick Worthy. C, Daniel...
Rick Worthy?
Rick Worthy. I love that name. C, Daniel Roebuck. Or D, Byrne Gorman. So those are your options. Alan Havey, Rick Worthy, Daniel Roebuck, the Sears and Roebuck fortune, or D, Byrne Gorman.
That's right. And now we turn to Free Rangers. All right, you've heard the question, you've heard the choices. Do you think Daryl is going to get this one right?
I don't think Daryl will get it.
Oh, okay. All right. Daryl, that is not a vote of confidence toward you
or
your person.
Good choice. I think he's going to win.
All right. So before you do that, though, we're going to stay on the line there, dude. We're gonna do this.
Now you get to listen to us eat live.
Yeah. This is if you thought listening to us eat on the air is bad, try doing it while you're on the phone. All right, I got to find the thing here.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Don't we only have the one, or do we have...
No, we have three left. We have Hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Kviklunsk.
Yeah.
Let's and let our, Topper's QB.
Let's give our... let's let our caller choose for us.
Oh, yeah, cool. Free Rangers, what are we eating today? Do you need those choices again?
I do, yes.
Okay. Topless cube, fake lunge, and hobby.
Yeah.
Let's go with the third one.
Hobby. All right.
The easiest one to pronounce.
Hobby it is.
Hobby, according to our email from Sigborn Eikness, mm-hmm. He says, Hobby, nothing special with the name. Same translation in Norwegian as English. It's banana flavored something and marshmallow covered in chocolate.
I can smell all three of those things.
Oh, yeah.
My wrestling name was Banana Flavored Something.
Oh, yeah, it was. Your reputation preceded you. All right. Here we go. Oh, that's lovely.
Do you taste the banana flavored something?
Yeah, the only problem with it, it's got that kind of sugar that tastes like it might be a little sandy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the grit is like someone kicked a little sand on your food at the camp.
That's Yeah, it's the nougat or not the nougat, but the
something might have crystallized maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
The second ingredient is fett, F-E-T-T.
Of course it is.
Oh.
It's got a little bit of Boba Fett. There's a little of Boba Fett in all of us, really.
There really is. Yes.
I noticed. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. I was at a camp when I was a kid. Never forgot this. You know, you have certain memories that are so indelible, you'll never forget them.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid at Lake Powell. We were in Lake Powell. Again, the wall weep side sucks, so we were over in Bullfrog where it matters. Sorry, Arizona. we're doing our thing, and there were a couple of families there or something, but we were around this fire, and this kid who was about my age, he and I were dorking around with each other and kicking a little dirt on each other's feet. Just kind of kicking a little dirt back and forth. So I kicked a little on his foot, and he kicked a little on me, and then I kicked a little more, and he did a little more. And then finally, I did a pretty good kick that got a bunch of dirt just hit right in the side of the leg. So he reaches down with his hand.
Oh, no.
And he cups a big handful of red sand. I mean, this is like red rock sand from Lake Powell.
Right. Oh, God, that really fine stuff, too.
Yep. And he throws it at my face at high velocity, and I had my mouth open when he did it. And it felt like, I don't even know what to tell you what it felt like. It was like this great force of power and all of this dirt and sand just went, all up my throat and up in my nose. And I swear I had crunchy sand and everything. Ugh. I ate for the next 6 months. It was
and
awful.
And then I beat the ever-loving crap out of this kid.
And I couldn't breathe. Oh, it was awful. I didn't do anything.
Jeez, I could escalate it, man.
I couldn't even cry. Like, I was so, I was so full of sand. Like, it dried me out. It was awful. You know those people that do, like, those stupid cinnamon challenges on YouTube? It was like that, except sand. It was terrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now you know how Captain Kirk felt when he had that done to him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He did have that done to him, didn't he? By the Gorn.
Or he did it to somebody else, I think.
Or he'd do it to the Gorn. Something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, a handful in.
It gets in everything.
And then finally, I would just say this. If I told this story to my wife, who's heard it 1,000 times, she has this thing with sand in food where she can't put her teeth together after she hears about it.
Mm.
So she would be right now standing here with her mouth semi-agape because she could put her teeth together. It would make her feel weird. Anyway, let's get back to the deal here, to the point. Daryl, what do you think about Alan Harvey, Rick Worthy, Daniel Roebuck, or Bern Gorman? They all sound like wrestlers a little bit.
Yeah, especially, and Rick Worthy is James Worthy's brother.
Oh, like the basketball Worthy?
Yeah.
He was
I don't know if that's true or not.
James Worthy was he was one of the Vorgons or whatever they were called in the Fifth Element there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were those guys called? I can't remember.
The Zogons or the Lurgans or the Florgons. Flare Bonds. I don't know.
I don't know, but here's my Lilu Dallas multipass right here.
Oh, look at that, you jackass. That's so awesome. I don't know why I called you a jackass, though. It wasn't very nice. Why would I do that? Why would I say Brian's a jackass?
Why would you do that?
It doesn't seem very nice at all. Whoops.
By the way, Overwatch beta installing right now, so I think I'm in. The play button, it's got a while till it's /optimal or /playable, but
I think you're in.
I think I'm in.
I think people, you know what I'm starting to think? I think people that were in the beta for the weekend may have gotten it.
Yeah, maybe.
They haven't ever confirmed that though, but
maybe.
Anyway.
We'll see. I'll be able to tell you in 2.69 gigabytes.
All right. So Dale, your options are
2.69 gigabytes, Marty.
Your options are Tracer, Winston, Bastion, or no, just kidding. Alan Harvey, Rick Worthy, Daniel Roebuck, or Bern Gorman.
Okay, I've narrowed it down to 2 already.
Okay,
because I don't think Rick Worthy is worthy, and Roebuck is Sears, like you said.
Yeah.
Bern Gorman, I don't know who that would be, or Alan Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
But an actor that sounds like he would play an evil guy. Mm-hmm. I think that would be Alan Harvey.
Alan Harvey.
Alan Harvey.
Alan Harvey, are you evil enough to be in our show? All right, well, let's find out if you're right and see if our dear listener is right. Wait, so you think Daryl's going to get it wrong?
Correct.
Yeah. Daryl thinks he's got it right. Let's find out.
Actually, I think I've got it wrong, but I got to make a guess anyway.
Well, let's find out. And whether or not you do or don't depends on the judges. Judges, did you get it right? You got it wrong. That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Howard Dean is our new Get It Wrong sound.
Love it.
The answer is Bern Gorman. Bern Gorman plays so the Marshal. He's pretty awesome, according to Mike, and I agree. He's also, you may know him from that show that's the spinoff from Doctor Who.
Torchwood?
Torchwood. He was in the first couple seasons of Torchwood. He was like the computer genius guy.
Yeah.
And he's a fine actor. Nothing wrong with that guy. Our listener won. Congratulations. How do we, Brian, how do you get the song to him? What are you going to do?
I'm going to email him. Okay. So do me a favor, Free Rangers. Use my, my email address, right? Coverville@gmail.com.
Yep.
Everybody now knows my email. Send me a quick note. Look through the Star Wars Live from the Cantina album list over there on CD Baby or Amazon, wherever you buy your music. Figure out which song you want, and I will get you a link to download it.
Yay! Congratulations. We have such a lovely guest. So quiet and so kind. Bye now. Daryl, congratulations. You blew it. That's your second time in, but that's okay. I still think you did well. It's Daryl, everybody. He is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there. You can also find him at This Week in Trek, thisweekintrek.com, and the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, goodbye. All right, he's out. That's the new goodbye.
Yes.
We just cut him off.
I think that worked well.
Yeah, I did. I liked it. We're going to do that again tomorrow.
Yes.
And tomorrow, let's do it this way. Tomorrow, an exclusive digital avatar for all your social media needs.
Nice.
From me. It doesn't exist for anyone else yet, but it will for you.
Cool.
Tomorrow, if you win. Okay? Okay.
Love it.
Okay. Here we go.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by.
On February 15th, tune in to camcordertv.com for Press Conference 2016. That's right. Camcorder TV is having its first ever press conference. Why? Because we have huge news. So huge that we have to have a big fancy news conference to tell you all about it. Interested? Good. Want to find out our big news? Tune in to CamcorderTV.com next week to find out. Camcorder TV, humble beginnings, big ideas.
Sounds good to me. Let's talk about that New Hampshire primary real quick.
Sure.
Who won, who didn't? Sorry, international listeners, although you should be interested in this because this race may mean the end of the free world. Who knows?
End times.
End times. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Has he piped in on any of this yet? He has to have said something.
Oh, I'm sure, right? He's got to, because, you know, he was so Obama-focused, he's got to have some opinions on who...
Oh, yeah. So if he's the leopard, what's the next animal or whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
End times. End times. End times.
I need to do my homework. I'll look it up and see what's going on with that guy.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure he's got something to say.
Got to have something to say. New Hampshire primary went like this. Hillary Clinton delivered a concession speech on Tuesday. That means she lost. Now, this is the primary she won for the Democrats in 2012 and the one her husband famously won for his 92 run. That was a big deal and many consider to be his turning point, where Bill Clinton went from relative unknown to front runner. She did not win. She did a concession speech in the same college gymnasium is what I meant to say, where she held her victory rally in 08. Oh, she won in 08 as well.
She won in 08, yeah.
What happened in 12?
Beat Obama, so.
Was 12, she didn't run in 12, did she?
No, she didn't because Obama was the incumbent.
And I think she was already secretary of the hoo-ha or whatever.
Right, secretary of the hoo-ha officially.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, by the way, do you have my little JPEG backdropper thing?
Oh, shite. Yeah, I do. I forgot to put it up. Okay. It looks like a lady. That is
it's about to change.
Oh, okay. Ryan put. Oh, there you go. All right, I like it. What are we doing here? Oh, okay. So she says this. I wanted to congratulate Senator Sanders on his win tonight, Mrs. Clinton said, thanking her volunteers and supporters. I want to say I still love the New Hampshire and always will. Well, what, you can tell us you hate it now?
Yeah, right, exactly. You guys are all a bunch of a-holes.
She then repitched her candidacy as one of the best positioned to enact progressive change and addressed the growing ire in the electorate. People have every right to be angry, Mrs. Clinton told a rowdy crowd that appeared ready to battle in Nevada, South Carolina, and beyond. But they're also hungry. They're hungry for solutions and for KFC, she says. Mm.
Double down. Available now at KFC.
On the Republican side, freaking Trump killed it. He had 36%. Next closest was like 20 with, what's his name? Catchit?
Kasich.
Kasich.
Get you.
He had 20. And then beyond that, one of the worst performers here was Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Sixth
who basically
place.
Said that instead of rushing off to South Carolina like everybody else did, he said, I'm going to head back home and just kind of, you know, figure things out. So I think by the end of today, he's going to announce that he's dropping.
Yeah, if not today, probably either this week or next. But yeah, I agree with you. Here's an exact quote. I'm going back to my home state of New Jersey, where I will get naked, crawl in a corner, and lick my own genitalia, it says.
Did he say that? Wow.
Wow, it's really, that's hardcore, man. Look, you got to do what you got to do, Brian. I don't blame the guy.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know how where it goes from here. We'll see in South Carolina, I guess. I have no predictions. We'll get Jury on, and we'll figure out what he wants to do at some point.
Right.
Or what he thinks.
That's Saturday, right, is the next, the South Carolina primary?
Saturday is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. So. They do it on a Saturday? Weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. That may be the day that my new video cards get put in. Kanye West has declared something. We all should listen very closely to this.
Okay.
West declares Bill Cosby is innocent.
Oh, good. Well, now we can finally put that whole thing to bed.
New evidence has arisen.
With some drugs.
Dude, you... All right, Brian wins today. Nice picture of Cosby. He looks so sour next to him there.
West. Would you want Kanye being your voice of reason? Yeah, you know what? I'll take the guilty. Yeah. Just get Kanye out of here.
Yeah. Kanye West declares him innocent. According to him, Bill Cosby is not responsible for drugging and raping dozens of women. The rapper clapped off a series of tweets Tuesday evening. With his three-word, all-caps explosive that racked up 15,000 retweets in less than 30 minutes. It was just over a month ago that Kanye name-checked Cosby at a New Year's Eve track called Facts. Do anybody feel bad for Bill Cosby, he rapped. Did he forget the names just like Steve Harvey?
What?
I don't know. Freaking Kanye West, dude. You know what? I'm having deja vu. Last night, when I was putting this, when I put this in the prep notes, I predicted that you might say something like, what? And you just did.
Really?
That is so funny because I knew that I would read that line and that both of us would be kind of flummoxed by it.
How are we supposed to respond to that?
I don't even know how. I don't know what's going on. Is this all, that's not part of his greatest album ever made, is it? The one that's
real life?
He also said that God's responsible for 98% of this new album.
Hmm.
So I don't know what he's doing. He's not pulling his weight, I'd say.
No.
Make God do it all. Anyway, he thinks he's innocent. He didn't really say why. He just says he's innocent. There are a couple of, you know what, let me read these other tweets because there's maybe a little bit more here. It says,
okay.
1,000% there will never be a Kylie Puma anything. That's on my family. 1,000% Kylie is on Yeezy team. Again, I really...
I hate when people misuse percentages.
I don't like 100%
it is a very... It makes a very strong statement.
Yeah, you right? don't need to say 1,000.
You don't need to say 1,000.
I completely agree. I know there's a mathematical way to achieve 1,000, but that's saying 10 times over the full amount.
That's a thing that, exactly, like, you know, for something that is a fluid amount, you can do that. You can say, oh, yeah, this price has been marked up 150%.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're saying that something is unequivocally going to happen... There is a 100% chance. That sounds so much better than there is a 1,000% chance. All of a sudden, it sounds like crap.
Yeah, I don't like it. He went on to say, Puma, we gonna give you... No, sorry. Puma, we gonna give you your measly $1 million back. Never try to divide the family.
Oh, someone's trying to come in between Kim and Chloe? Mm-hmm. Or who is it that he was talking about?
I don't know what the hell any of this is.
Yeah.
He went on to say... /final verses/new album title TLOP and then said that's the new album. Anybody who can figure out the title gets tickets to season 3 and free Yeezys.
Free Yeezys.
What's the Yeezys?
I don't know.
All right. Then he went on to say, I know I'm out of my element, people. I know that. It's fine. I accept it. He says this. I'm sorry, Michael Jordan. I love and respect you. My beef was with Mark Parker. I respect you so much. All right, whatever.
This is not what Twitter was meant to be used for.
Nope. Nope. Yet there's a billion retweets on everything he ever says. So.
Right. Of course.
Good job, humanity. We've done it again.
Okay, he said something. I better retweet it.
Fox News in the news because they slammed Beyonce's outrageous Super Bowl performance.
It was outrageous.
This was outrageous. So white men got on TV and said the following. You ready for this?
Okay.
The 20-time Grammy winner appeared in the field at the halftime show performing her new song Formation, which has become a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement, according to the network, and was joined by backup dancers wearing Black Panther-style outfits. Mm. Look at Kim Bill Cosby checking her out. You know, I think we're now proving why you need to watch the show live. If you missed it live, now's your chance, or see it on YouTube. Anyway, that was the main point of contention among the Fox and Friends crew, which started with host Brian Kilmeade. Isn't he he's the old white man on there, right? Is that the guy? I don't know his name.
Is he the guy that, Horatio Sands, that... Oh my gosh. I guess you don't watch SNL, so.
No, but is someone always making fun of him?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, and I bet it's.
It's probably him. Because he's always going, what's the deal with black people?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he says, but at the end, we find out Beyonce's dressed up in a tribute to the Black Panthers, went to a Malcolm X formation, and the song, the lyrics, which I could make out only a syllable, were basically telling cops to stop shooting blacks. All right, I got one thing to say about your statement. First of all, everybody should tell people to quit shooting people. Second of all, I would say this. You couldn't make out a syllable, he says, but says they were basically telling cops to stop shooting blacks. Well, if you couldn't make out a syllable, how the hell do you know what she was saying?
Right.
Dick.
I'm just going to infer that that's what the... That's what we're talking about.
Now, old man, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani chimed in on the same show. Mm-hmm. He didn't speak to any of the racial stuff. He just said, he sounds like my grandpa here. He says, well, I think it's outrageous. The halftime show I thought was ridiculous anyway. I don't know what the heck it was. A bunch of people bouncing around and all strange things. It was terrible.
And what's Cold Man doing?
What's Cold Man doing? He was the only white guy up there. I call foul. What is that, Bruno Mars? Who is that? That's terrible. You're all terrible. Just sitting around talking about bull.
Right.
I know it's TV and you need to come up with stuff to talk about, but who cares about any of this? Like, when I saw the halftime thing, I was just kind of bored. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. They're out there dancing.
Yeah.
Are you telling me music and art sometimes talks about things in society? How weird.
What?
Never heard of that ever happening before in the history of man. Don't act surprised, you weird old white people. Florida man.
I think we're going to need some audio at some point from the Fox and Friends crew. I bet there's some great captured audio out there.
There's got to be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be. This guy.
Snoopy poop dog.
That's basically what I'm talking about, is
right,
that guy.
Exactly.
Snoopy poopy poop dog.
Oh, and for the record, it finished installing Overwatch, and the play icon is still not... The play button is still not clickable.
Oh. They make you upload or make you install the whole
right,
thing.
Right, I had to install the patch.
I'm glad you're not on like some pay-by-megabyte internet service or something. That would suck.
That's right. So, you know, who knows? It may be, maybe I'll get an email later this week. It's okay if I don't get it today. I got no time.
I hope so. Because it's really fun.
Yeah.
Florida man. He's been charged with throwing an alligator into a Wendy's.
This is the natural progression of the fire in the hole ice cream deal.
Exactly. Right? And I'd also like to thank the 200 plus or so people who sent me this article.
Well, there's a natural thing. As soon as you see the words Florida man, it immediately goes to TMS.
Yeah. This one got extra special treatment, I think, because who throws an alligator into a Wendy's? This guy does.
Right.
Authorities in Florida have arrested a man accused of throwing a live alligator through a restaurant's drive-through window. The investigators identified Joshua James of Jupiter, Florida, as the man who tossed the 3.5-foot reptile into Wendy's last fall. I don't know why we're just hearing about it now. Anyway, according to a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission incident report, he faces 3 charges related to the incident: aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
It's not a weapon. It's a freaking animal.
unlawful sale, possession, and transportation of an alligator, and petty theft. Those alligators are protected down there.
Mm.
James, who's 24 years old, was taken into custody and booked into the Palm Beach County Detention Center on Monday. Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Get a haircut.
His hair, right?
Yeah, get a haircut. the driver wearing a baseball hat backward, it says here.
Oh, first sign.
Uh-huh. Always trouble when there's a kid with a backward hat. When he's wearing it backward. Arrived at the drive-thru window to receive a large drink just before 1:30 a.m. on October 11th. So he bought the cheapest thing he could on the menu.
Right. That's where the petty theft comes in, is that he got his large drink.
Exactly. Then he just walks up to the window. They open it. He tosses the alligator in there, and hilarity ensues. Don't go to Wendy's is what we've learned.
Holy cow. Jackalope points out that he kind of looks like Eli Manning. He does look like... dazed Eli Manning from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Eli Manning face is interesting because he always has the face.
Right.
And we all seem shocked by it every time we see it, but it's always there.
Right. It's just looking like he's just trying to figure things out.
He's
just working it through.
He's going, no, wait, how much money did I put on the Panthers? Shoot. Crap.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about taking a break. When we come back, it will be time for recommendals, or as I wrote, Recu-a-men-tennis. Why did I write that?
I don't know, but...
Recu-a-men-tensis.
Where is that? Let me see this. Recu-a-men-tensis. Sluls. I think that's an L, not an I.
I don't know what I did.
Recu-a-men-tensils.
Anyway, that's coming up. We'll play music, though, before we do. So, you got something for me? What do you got?
I do. Somebody named Scott wrote in, but it wasn't you.
Oh.
Said, hey, Scotch Bonnet and Butjolokia.
Oh.
Don't know what that is. That second one is. I'm guessing it's a hot pepper as well.
Sure.
February the 8th will mark the time for me to leave my horrendously wasted 20s and enter into the realm of 30-year-olds. Whoa. My first intro into the Frog Pants Compendium was with ELR almost 10 years ago when I was but a fledgling jeweler. I took a bit of a podcast break for a while, but now it's all pretty much the same. Just the name of the show and place of work, the place I work, have changed. I've always loved hearing covers of harder rock metal songs that are sung in a wildly different genre, and of recently taking a liking to bluegrass. So I leave it to you, O master of covers, to find the hardest of hard songs you possibly can that is as tinny and bluegrassy as can be. If not, some little ditty about prepared Gallus Gallus Domesticus and Suscrofa Domesticus on a bun will do.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Glad you had to read that.
Thanks for helping me avoid talking to my insanely chatty coworker for the last couple years. It's really been a godsend. I'm not witty, so love the show, though. Scott, a.k.a. Throwerbot, when I can get into the chat room. P.S. At my work, we employ two 3D wax printers. If you guys are interested, I can take some pictures and video and write up a little something about how we use them in jewelry making. We also have a resin printer, but we, I kind of broke it. It's rather amazing the level of detail we can get with them.
Dude, resin and the wax printer stuff is so cool to me. I would love to see more on that.
Yeah, for sure. Send us photos or video or whatever. I'd be curious to see how those work.
Yeah, we'll stick it in our 3D printer Slack group.
Yeah,
people love that in there. Anyway.
Cool. So he wanted a bluegrass cover of a hard rock song. Well, I'm here to accommodate. This is the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. There was an entire album paying tribute to the band Van Halen in 2006 called Strummin' with the Devil. Mm. And it featured on a few tracks. It actually features David Lee Roth, backed by a bluegrass band, which is great. This one doesn't, though. This is their cover of And the Cradle Will Rock. It's the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band.
This younger generation swings, you know it's more than just a sensation. But the kid is in the losing sleep and he don't come home for half the week, you know it's more than just an aggravation. And the cradle will rock, and the cradle will rock, and I said rock on. It, boy. At an early age he hits the streets and winds up tied with who he meets, and he's unemployed. And the cradle will rock. Yeah, the cradle will rock. And I said rock on. Oh, rock on. Have you seen Junior's grades? And when some local kid gets down, they try to drum him out of town and say, you could at least fake it, boy. At an early age, he hits the streets and winds up tied with who he meets, and he's unemployed. His folks are overjoyed. And the cradle will rock. And the cradle will rock. And the cradle will rock. Yeah, the cradle will rock. And I said the rock on. Rock on. Thank you.
as the man around here, you can quote me on this.
Hey there, it's us again.
Money is honey. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're just in from David Michael, who's listening to the show live right now.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the weekend beta folks did not all of them. I know some did because Gorath, my co-host on Core, he got one and he only had the weekend beta. And I think Ro and a few others did too, but not everyone did, and that it still updates as a cruel joke, Dave says.
So, I can't argue with that, Dave.
It is kind of a cruel joke for sure.
It is a cruel joke.
Let's get all Nicole up in here.
Ooh, okay.
All up in here, son. YOLO swag. Nicole Spagnolio. All right, we're bringing her in. Let's make it happen. Let's talk about, stuff. Things
sure.
that matter.
Recommendling.
Yeah, let's recommendal ourselves to death. Here goes. Here's this.
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole Spagnolo, what's up? What's up?
Nothing much.
Oh, how are you? You doing
I'm
all right?
Good.
Yeah, that's good. I always like to hear that.
You want to see something really cute?
Yeah, what do you got?
Yes.
There? All these new dogs. I heard about these new dogs.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, look at this one.
So let me get the story straight. You went to rescue one. And then
I brought back this one.
Because you felt so bad. You were like, we got to get both.
And a two-for-one sale.
Yeah.
We believe they're mother and daughter.
Aww.
And so I went down there initially for a Doberman that was on the E-list.
Yeah.
The euthanasia list.
Ooh. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, is that what that stands E-list for?
It was like an electronic thing.
No, it's bad. It's like the dog's going to be put down.
Right,
So I went down there to potentially rescue him. And I got down, they open at 11. I got there at 11:30, and somebody was already looking at the dog, and I was like, damn it. So they ended up adopting him. So as I was waiting to see whether or not they were going to adopt him, I start looking around, and there's so many dogs in the pound, and it's just heartbreaking. I will tell you that Phoenix, Arizona is the capital of pits and chihuahuas. So if you are a fan of bull terriers, pit bulls.
Oh, okay, chihuahuas. Those kind of pits. I thought you were just talking about, you know, your
maiden name.
Former last name.
Yeah.
No. Pits, dogs. there's so many. And I know that they even have programs where they take a busload of chihuahuas and take them to Missouri because there's a demand from there, and they're put down a lot.
That's actually how we got our dog. She was, they were full in New Mexico, so they shipped her up here, and we got her the first day that she was here in Denver. And
Rainer was similar. They were traveling. They were moving these puppies all over the place. I didn't know they did that. I didn't realize.
Yeah, and it's great. It's probably hard to, you know, organize that whole thing because you got to make sure they're going somewhere that it's not like a kill shelter or anything. You want to do all that. And then actually,
like the sound of the kill shelter at all.
Kill shelter. Yeah. So these little guys are Minpins. Mm-hmm. They're Minpin Chihuahua mixes.
Hey, that's what Rainer is.
Is he?
Yes. She, but yes, we named her Jim Rainer, the female dog, but she's totally a Minpin Chihuahua mix. And she's my favorite dog I've ever had.
Yeah, these guys are so great. I love them. I've never thought of myself as a little dog owner, but I'm. They're just so damn cute.
They're little, but they're big and little at the same time. They won't grow very big, but they act and play and are awesome like a big dog.
Well, and I find that Minpins are a little bit like pure Minpins are a little high strung. They jump a lot. Everyone that I've ever met has a really bad Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
Like we had a friend who had a purebred Minpin and he would piss on her foot to show dominance.
Jeez.
You're not going to feed me your steak, are you? Pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These two little girls are just the sweetest. They're so nice. Aww. And I love them. And yeah, so we named them Stella and Winnie.
Nice.
Winnie is a little overweight. We think she probably was given either a lot of wet food or a lot of table scraps. Well, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can see her.
Oh, yeah. She's a little tubby.
Oh, my God. She's so heavy. She's a sweetheart. Oh, and then Stella, we believe Stella is the mom. She has cataracts, but she can see just fine.
Well,
so.
when you come in the house and you're looking for the dog, do you yell Stella at the top of your lungs?
I actually have done that a few times. Where I'm like, Stella.
Oh, that's awesome. You have to. That's you're required to by law. Well, that's awesome. One recommendal today is get rad dogs rescued.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree.
If you're in the market for a dog, just go to the shelter. They take. You know, not all of them are in good condition, but most of them are, mm-hmm. especially with in Arizona. They have an organization called Halo right next to the county shelter. So they're able to evaluate the dogs that come in and pull them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different organizations out there. Give it your time if you're looking for a great dog. I mean, they know I rescue. I mean, they are like attached to me.
Oh, yeah. No, Rainer was the same way. She cozied up to us in ways that I didn't expect. She's so you can just see it in her face. She is so happy to be out of the hellhole she was in.
Right.
And
yeah.
Every day she just wants to lick your face and tell you so.
That's cute.
Well, all right, there you go then. Nicole, I like it. It's good. You're like you're the Sarah McLachlan of TMS this morning. Oh, that poor song. It'll never be the same. Nicole is here for recommendals. We do recommendations based on streaming stuff that we have seen. We do it based on a theme. I'm going to admit right up front, this isn't me cheating. This is me literally not having time for anything, so I did not participate this week.
It's a hard category.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I just didn't have time. My computer was down. There was all these problems. I just didn't get to it. I have a thing to recommend, but I'll save it for the end, and I'll let you guys go for it. So, Brian, we traditionally start with you. Do you want me to play your little clip here? Sure. Oh, what's the theme?
The theme is... Brian, remind me again.
It is based on a play, a toy, or a TV show, and features a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief. This one features Dan Hedaya as a lawyer in a fatherly role, but the main character you're going to be hearing talking right here to another actor who made somewhat of a film debut. He'd been in a couple things before this, but... this was one of his earliest films, and he's considered A-list these days.
All right. Well, I'm going to play it. Before I do, I'll just say this. Now that I think about it, I could have done a Super Friends rerun.
You totally could have.
I could have had Apache TV Chief show. In there. It was a TV show. It has toys right. tied to it. I could have totally done it.
Totally could have done it.
Well, here's your clip, and I'll play it now. Here you go.
Lucy, where's my shirt?
Probably at the cleaner.
But today's the driving test. It's my most capable looking outfit.
Okay, I called them.
Oh, it's too late now. Oh, and we got another notice from the fire department saying that we have to clear out the bush. You said you were going to get Jose to do it.
He's your garden, and why you don't tell him?
Lucy, you know I don't speak Mexican.
I'm not a Mexican.
Great, what was that all about?
Lucy's from El Salvador.
So?
It's an entirely different country.
Oh, what does that matter?
You get upset if someone thinks you live below sunset.
Oh, okay. So everything is all my fault. I'm always wrong, right?
Such a brat.
Yeah, is that Paul?
Clueless.
Oh, that is Clueless.
Was that Paul Rudd?
That is Paul Rudd. One of his earliest movie roles. He'd done a little bit of TV before that, and done a couple really small parts, but that was kind of his big breakthrough role. Alicia Silverstone, of course, Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy, the late Brittany Murphy. And spun off a TV show, and it's based on Jane Austen's 1815 novel Emma, which was later turned into a play before it was adapted ever into movies. And then once Clueless came out, then they adapted it into another movie called Emma with Gwyneth Paltrow and into a couple other things. So this was the first movie adaptation of the play based on the book.
Am I bad? Am I a bad person because I hated that movie when I saw it?
I hated that movie. For some reason, I remember you saying that. I really enjoy it. It's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie, and I watched it again this morning because I realized I needed to come up with something. So, it it holds up in the way that it feels like a 90s period piece. It feels like you're watching a 2-hour episode of Beverly Hills 90210, basically. Yeah. But Alicia Silverstone plays a woman named Cher who has to transform Brittany Murphy, who's kind of
she's
a hot mess.
Yeah, well, and she just started at the school, and she still is getting over her grunge period.
Right, exactly. Right, so moving her out of the flannel and into some stuff that's more glamorous to try and attract the guy. Brecken Meyer is in this playing.
What's Cher's love interest? I can't remember his name.
Oh, it's are you talking about Elton? The guy who plays Elton.
Yes,
it's, the guy who's.
He was in Suburgatory.
Suburgatory and 6 Feet Under. Crazy Brother.
I don't know. It's not Jared Leto.
It is not Jared Leto.
But he's in that kind of. They're very close together in my mind.
Yeah, where am I seeing?
What's his name?
Jeremy Sisto. There we go. Jeremy Sisto, who's great, who's really good. This is one of his earliest movies too. Mm-hmm. Like, again, 1991. He was in Grand Canyon, but this was 1995, so just a few years after that. And I think he's doing voiceover work now. There's a commercial, there's a TV commercial for a car that I swear is Jeremy Sisto.
So, he was great in Suburgatory. He was great. I love that show.
Why can't I place who that is for some reason?
Jeremy Sisto. 6 Feet Under. He was Rachel Griffith's crazy brother.
Oh. All right, I knew who that is now. I like him.
He's great.
He's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Clueless. I don't know why I didn't like it. I don't know what it is. Maybe I saw it again. Remember I told you I saw it in Vegas not too many years ago, and because there was nothing else on, and I thought, oh, I'll try this again, and I just even hated it more there. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think like Jane Austen adaptations, whether they're moderned up or straight across, you know, made to be like the original books, Mr. Darcy and all that crap.
Right.
I can't get into them. I try. Sure. It's not that I don't have an attachment to my feminine side.
This one feels like it's so disguised as a totally different kind of film than Emma, you know, than anything Jane Austen. But also, Alicia Silverstone moves her mouth a lot when she talks. Like, she moves parts of her mouth that you wouldn't think she'd have to move to be able to utter the words that she says.
You remember she was in that video with
her baby where she fed it food that she chewed up out of her,
Not,
her mouth?
Not that one.
Baby bird in it.
Why did she do that? That's so gross.
No, it's a thing.
You ever consider doing that?
I know it's a thing, but it's gross. I don't. Listen, there's lots of things in this world. That's gross.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to chew
here's what I think about parenting.
It's basically feeding
your
child.
Do your thing. I don't care if it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, no, I don't. Well, I do if you're smacking the kid or something, but yes, if you're, if you decide that you're going to say, all right, I'm going to eat half this pizza, but part of it I'm going to chew up and then hork it into your mouth like a bird, go for it. I think that's awesome. I don't want anything to do with it. It sounds disgusting to me.
It's not like she's putting it in your mouth.
Scott. No, hell no.
No.
She'd truly be clueless if she tried that.
Well done, sir.
All right. Nicole, let's go to you now. What do you got for us?
All right. So, I believe, yes, I think I hit, in fact, I know I did hit all the notes on our theme here, so I'm just going to play my clip.
Okay.
There you go.
Majesty loved eating them. Why, you may ask, do they love this greasy little sandwich so much? Why did they eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Despite the doctor's warnings.
She'll be gone in a week.
Oh, Carol!
It was a secret. No one was sure what was in these patties that made them so delicious. And frankly, no one cared except for Plankton.
Oh.
That'd be SpongeBob.
All right, the end
I thought
there.
It was a TV commercial for a second there.
It was sounding good, too, didn't it? A little bit?
It did,
I'm hungry. It's the SpongeBob movie.
Which one? The new one or the old one?
New one.
I haven't seen it yet.
So SpongeBob Out of Water, I believe it's called.
Oh, really? That's already streaming?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's been streaming for a while.
Oh, cool.
Brian, those guys that wrote, the dudes I interviewed for the panda thing, they wrote that movie there.
That's so cool.
Yeah, pretty neat premise it sounded like. And my kids really liked it. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's good.
It's fun. Yeah. And you can watch it if you have Amazon Prime. Of course, in the clip I played had the doctor in it.
Oh. Nice. Well done. Well, well played.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got to, I keep forgetting that we have to apply the, we have to apply the rule of the theme today.
That's
to
right.
Everything.
I thought for sure one of the two of you were going to do, Adam's Family or Adam's Family Values, since that was based on a TV show and features. Yep. I'm sure somebody in there is a doctor.
Probably. Except the second one, you'd have to make me do it at gunpoint. I hate that movie so much. I love the. I actually kind of quite like the first one, but I don't think that one's streaming. But that second one, and that did sound a little like Raul Julia for a second.
So
I thought maybe she was doing something with Raul Julia.
No, that was Antonio Banderas.
Ah,
Antonio Banderas.
Pretty good. Yes. Puss in Boots and other things. He has another career.
Raul Julia. When did he passed away?
Yeah, he died right out. He died right after Street Fighter.
Right. Oh, jeez.
That was the last movie he did. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible way to go. But anyway, all right. That's I will watch that. I like that stuff. I like SpongeBob. I'm a fan. It's got you got your Patrick Starr in there and Squidward and all them.
Mm-hmm. Edward.
All right. Good. Mr. Krabs, of course. He's in there.
Mr. Krabs. Fantastic. What's her name? Sandy. The squirrel.
Here's a question for you. What does the Warcraft movie coming out in June and SpongeBob SquarePants have in common? Who knows?
Guessing a voice actor.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's the dude. It's the dude, the actor with the deep gravelly voice who does the voice of Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
Playing one of the he's playing the orc. He's playing Thrall, right?
No, Thrall is a baby. He's playing
Thrall's dead.
Carnival guy.
Well, Thrall's just a little kid then, or he's a little newborn. Yeah. And the dad, Durotan, is not him. The actor, or Clancy Brown is who
Clancy
I'm talking about.
Clancy Brown, that's the name.
And
yeah.
He plays the voice and, I think, body double for... Oh, shoot. Not Orgrim. Ah, one of the famous Warcraft guys. Shit. I forget. But he's that, yes.
Yes, the Kurgan, right. Thank you, Jackalope.
Thank
yes.
you. Yeah, I knew somebody in here would know.
Right.
All right, my small recommendation I'm going to make doesn't have a clip. But I'm going to recommend it anyway. Somebody had, or I think I heard it on an NPR show or something. Somebody had mentioned this new HBO documentary about James Foley, the reporter, freelance reporter that was killed by ISIS not too many years ago, I guess 2014.
Oh, right.
And yeah. It was a big deal at the time. He was beheaded on camera and, you know, everybody flipped out and he was this super nice guy. And everyone was upset about it. And I heard this documentary was going to be on HBO. So I got it on HBO now. It's called Jim, the James Foley Story. And it is utterly fantastic. Really, really good. Totally worth it. I know most people are going to be like, I don't want to know about the depressing story. I don't want to know much about all that stuff. But you really should see it. I feel like it's important to watch that documentary. It's one of those that jumped out at me like that. And not only to appreciate just the raw bravery some of these reporters have on the front line, but also to sort of better appreciate what's actually happening on the ground in places like Syria. Because we really don't know. We get CNN clips here and there, but we really don't know what it's like to be across the street from a building blowing up and having 15 kids die or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just harrowing and also heartening. His family is pretty incredible. It's a really interesting story about his captivity and the people he was with there and what they did to bond and kind of protect each other. It's really fantastic, and I recommend it. So, anyway, it's called Jim, the James Foley Story.
Interesting.
Jim, the James Foley Story.
Yeah, totally worth it.
HBO and that's
now.
Netflix?
HBO.
Oh. HBO.
HBO oh. Now is where HBO I watch now. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you one more of a PSA.
All right.
Okay.
I just noticed that all 8 seasons of Penn & Teller's Bullshit is streaming on Amazon Prime. Mm.
That's a great show.
Love that show.
Yeah, absolutely worth your time.
I love.
The one they did about people claiming that video games cause there's a direct correlation to violence in kids is a must watch.
It's
said Netflix?
Oh no, it's Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, okay.
The one you're talking about, Scott, is season 7, episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
They also do one on vaccines.
So good.
Organic food.
They should do one on feeding your baby out of your own mouth. That's what they should do. They should do one on
Then they can start with having Penn do that to Teller.
Yeah. And Teller can't say anything. He has to just take it because he's the silent one.
That's terrible.
Take him to the seafood buffet at the Rio and hork his food into his mouth.
Now, we I want to really quickly give another recommendation just based on something that we watched that we rented from Amazon. You know, you can do that, too. You can bring a few bucks and rent actual movies on there if they're not available for free Prime streaming. Bridge of Spies, we rented because we wanted to see it before Oscar time. And
it's a Spielberg one, right?
It's the Spielberg, Coen brothers, Tom Hanks. Like, it's like the Holy Trinity with that. And because of all that, it is fantastic. It's I don't think it's going to win. There's other movies that I think have a better shot, but
what do they call that? It's an embarrassment of riches this year. There are so many deserving things, and it's impossible to, I mean, in any other year, any one of them could be the top thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it is worth seeing Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Coen brothers,
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah. It's like $5.99 to rent HD on Amazon Prime. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Spend that on a latte. Come on.
Have you seen this Bone Tomahawk?
Not yet, but it's on my queue, and I keep hearing that it's disturbing and also kind of awesome, and it's a Western, which pretty much means I'm in.
Yeah. I noticed it was on Prime, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. I hear it's really dark. I'm okay with that, though. I like a good dark Western, so maybe we should watch that and then cavort on an upcoming episode about whether we liked it or not.
Cool.
That's who is it?
Kurt Russell's
in it. If everyone's like, geez, Kurt Russell hasn't been in a Western since Tombstone, and this year he's in two of them, so right. He's catching up. All right, excellent stuff. What is next week's theme?
All right,
for which I hope to participate.
A character, a king, a queen, or a politician.
Okay.
And let's see, we've got production. And we'll just do theme. Fate of the entire world.
A king, a queen, or a politician, and the fate of the entire world hangs in the balance.
There's a giant meteor coming toward the earth, says Morgan Freeman. So you could do something like that.
King Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, well, politician it would be. But yeah, right, King Morgan Freeman.
Is 2012 a streaming?
It might be. Who was the president in that? That was Danny Glover. Right?
Right, yes.
I think so. Yeah, Danny Glover was president in 2012. And then in Deep Impact, it was Morgan Freeman. I'm trying to think of all my favorite black presidents.
Really like 2012?
Armageddon was...
I had a hard time with 2012.
Mr. Tom Merritt.
Yeah, he'll know.
He'll know.
And he loved it.
He absolutely loved it. And he's in a fever dream today with his flu. So maybe I'll just ask him while he's totally delirious and say, Tom, who was the president in 2012? And he'll go, Barack Obama. Because that's just how fevery he is. All right. Nicole, always fun, always good. Nicole Spag on Twitter. Follow her for other fine recommendations throughout the week. Best of luck with the dogs.
Thank you.
And the baby, they're great. and the other kid, and the third kid who runs the shop there. Hope he's doing good.
He's doing great.
Good. Nicole Spag, everybody. Guys. Bye now.
See you.
All right. Brian?
Yes, sir.
One phone call. That's all I got.
One phone call. That's
it. That's it. No Tom today. Sick. So right. As I just said, he won't be here. But we do have this call. It's something about George. So here it is.
Hey, Scott and Brian. It's George. I just thought, you know, George Lucas really could have learned a thing or two from Vince Gilligan about prequels. We just got Better Call Saul on Netflix, and wow. Yep. Take it easy. Much love from Texas. It's George.
Why can't all our calls be like that? That's so good.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, George. I don't know. Vince Gilligan nailed it with Better Call Saul.
Right. I think there have been other prequels that did it well. That's not the first prequel to.
I'm trying to think of one.
Do it to teach George Lucas how to do it. But.
Let's think of one. Can you think of one? The Indiana Jones show that was on TV, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a prequel. And that was a George Lucas joint.
Well, it was. Yeah, I don't know how involved he was. I mean, it was his production company.
Yeah, well, and his characters. I don't know how much of he wrote, though. It's a good point. He may not have written much of it at all. I don't know. But what's another good example? We'll see if Rogue One reverses the prequel problem.
Wasn't one of the Jack Ryan things a prequel of... Hunt for Red October?
Yes.
Was it the crappy one with
that may have been the
Ben Affleck?
One. Yeah, speaking of Morgan Freeman, I think it was that one.
Yeah.
We just want the money. Wrong
movie. I haven't seen the newest one with Chris Pine.
You should. It's great.
Cool.
Yeah, and Kevin Costner is my favorite like dude in charge that he has to answer to. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's great. You should watch that. Okay. Highly recommend that, actually. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. X-Men First Class. That's a great one.
Oh, there you go. First Class. Perfect.
And Dice Tomato says, Sum of All Fears.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad.
Yeah, not a good. Well, there were worse things to see, but that was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because we film sacked it. If we would have liked it, we would have said so.
Correct, yes.
What else? I can't think of any others. There's maybe some TV shows I'm not thinking of besides Better Call Saul.
Right.
Can't think of any, though. Would there be any?
Sure. The Carrie Diaries. There's a prequel for you, a prequel TV show.
What's that?
That's a prequel to Sex and the City.
Oh, that's a real thing?
Carrie Bradshaw before she moved to New York.
Is that really a thing happening? It's
really a thing that happened.
Oh, it happened.
It was like, ran for a couple of years, a couple of years ago.
Oh. I heard yesterday there was a show on for only two episodes called Sex Box this year. Did you hear about this?
No. Oh, yeah. This is the one where
people were
couples
doing it.
Who are having marital problems, they stick them in a box to have sex, and then the therapists come on and talk to them.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Then they yank them out, and they go, all right, so tell us how you doing there. And it was so apparently so bad they couldn't even get through two episodes.
I saw clips on The Soup back when The Soup was on.
Oh, The Soup.
Oh, yeah, Temple of Doom. That's totally a prequel. It takes place before Raiders.
Yeah, but you could argue a lot of people don't like Temple of Doom.
Well, then they're wrong.
I agree. I like Temple of Doom. I like Temple of Doom a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back to us. Bring back to us. I can't think of any others, but it's a good point. I mean, it's a fair point. Look, if your argument is Vince Gilligan nailed it, then I'm with you 100%.
Sure, he absolutely did.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
Nothing left to do but say this.
Activate Pac-Man.
All right, I will. Pac-Man.
Activate Pac-Man with your dominant arm.
If you want to be... John, I love hearing that. John, hi, John. If you want to be a participant in our big exclusive Slack group, you can do it simply by being a supporter on Patreon. Patreon.com/TMS is how you do it. We'd appreciate seeing more faces in there. We got a ton in there now, and it's a great community of wonderful people, and why not be a part of it? The website is frogpants.com/TMS. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com. Call us like that guy did, like George did, at 801-471-0462. Or find us on Twitter. Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream, frogpants.reddit.com is our subreddit. And today's Wednesday. That means Coverville. What the hell's going on?
Coverville today, celebrating the birthdays of Mr. Phil Collins. So we're going to have a Genesis and Phil Collins cover story, as well as KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, Harry Wayne Casey.
Give me a song. I can't think of any.
Of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Shake Your Booty, Boogie Shoes. Okay. That's the way. I like it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got it. I'm good.
Get down tonight, do a little dance.
Okay.
Make a little love.
Get down tonight. Sex box. All right.
You're going to hear covers tonight of Casey and the Sunshine Band songs by groups like Dead or Alive, Shriek Back, and White Zombie.
Oh my
all
gosh.
This and more, some Phil Collins too, all tonight on Coverville.
Unbelievable that this is a shocking announcement about
I know,
Zombie.
Right? Alex Chilton doing a cover of all people of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
It's 2 p.m. Mountain, right?
That is 1 p.m. Mountain.
1 p.m. Mountain, sorry.
So I can be done by the time DNS airs, although I guess it doesn't matter
today. Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, I guess Jury's coming
I think Jury's hosting it, and I think, I don't know what's going on, but something's happening.
So
yeah.
It'll be a slightly shorter show because I've got some other things going on today that have to happen, but it'll still be about an hour long. It'll be enjoyable, and you will love it. So tune in today, 1 p.m. Mountain, coverville.com/live.
Perfect. Thank you all for your patience yesterday. Sorry again, no show. We'll be back tomorrow, all things willing. No lockup during the show today, so that's good. And I'll have my new video card soon, so all will be well. That's going to do it. Thank you all for being here. Oh, music. Let's do some music.
Sure. Chuck Gaskill wrote in and said, hello, Skittles and Reese's Pieces. Mm. This is my first song request for TMS. On February 9th, I will have completed my 48th trip around this crazy galaxy, and I'd like to request a song to commemorate the occasion. I'm going to challenge Brian by requesting a cover of I'm Broken from Pantera. If possible, I'd like to hear something completely different from the original. If that's not available, then wait for it.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Damn it!
Did I catch Scott with his finger in the wrong place? I mean, on the wrong button?
Hold on now, I gotta...
Hey, too early to get a fish sandwich?
Damn it. He got me, dude. He totally got me.
Totally got you. If the Pantera thing is impossible, then I leave the choice to Brian, as he is the music master to whom I bow, but I like metal mostly. See you in the Commonwealth. Signed, Chuck.
Nice.
All right, Chuck. Well, I failed your challenge. I don't have any covers of I'm Broken, and a quick search around doesn't show any covers, professionally released covers. There might be some web covers of some dude with a guitar saying, I'm Broken by Pantera. Check it out. But I will provide you with another cover by Pantera. This is a cover from the album. Where is it here? It's from the album Detroit Rock City, the soundtrack to the film that was based on a bunch of kids traveling to Detroit to see Kiss perform in 1999. It is a cover of Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever. Here is Pantera.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Well, that's a shit name.